And the only real effort mostly lies at the beginning, and that is to establish a measure that mostly collides with our nature. And the most unspiritual places are the most contagious, yet we are not realized that as they get artificially disinfected. Searching for an elevation, even in the most flattened circumstances, and finally achieve it with spiritual consistency. And how weak we become when the vulnerability of our arrogant artificiality is finally tested. And now the genuine freshness we retrieve in the open wonders of nature is finally lost when brought into the sea of the comfort of our society. And now is the mager yet hyperly nourishing gracefulness of nature to compete with the abundant yet nourishless beauty of the artificial. And in the ongoing social carnival, a simple act of sincerity is intolerable and will be persecuted. And we may recess our persona, knowing that the very actuation of our destiny is in the hands of a political system. And the more we evolve, the more we have to refine the primary resources in order to get nourished. And collectiveness seems only an excuse to legitimate the presence of authorities making large-scale decisions. And one shall indeed try to walk out his safe conventions, yet at all times keep them as reapproachable references, and much waste is advocated against an individual developing his own culture, yet the real waste is the non-culture of the masses. And by keeping ourselves unable to build our own identity, commercial corporations profit with a range of ephemeral choices. And any automated creation becomes a natural neglection with which we cannot confront, but artificially. And the artificial flow regresses its natural antagonist, which can only choose to go with it in order not to stagnate. And as soon as we follow our intuition, we cannot but diverge against the social convention that is either ignorant or envious. And have your deliveries short and concise to maintain yourself light and straight. And the care we provide with the aid of machines is only a mere execution without any compassion. And the scientific acknowledgement of our micro-insignificance is the very offspring of a universal cancer. And our life is determined by nature, that is determined by an artificial, that is no longer determined by our lives. And the criticism that arises within society is only a reflection of it, and thus has no point to be pursued. And our creative intuition is the only way to reimagine a significance of a world made insignificant by technology. And time come when we cement our feelings and proceed on a road without much questioning about it. And real opportunities are created by our own provocation of circumstances and should not be taken for socially granted. And starting our base, we shall keep on explore all we can explore, even though the territory feels very limited. And the captivation of our being within the social commodities can only be temporarily reawakened through shocking overdoses of artificial substances. And we can certainly gain from any experience, yet we have to allow it to be lived in depth without any artificial interruptions. And our time keeps running out, and yet we are exclusively to worry about the presentation of our surface. And as we keep on going, are we ever to immerse in a spot of authentic purity? And the very displaying of artificial aggressiveness is the very symptom of a social xenophobia pervading us. And most human places have been resized to fit the machines, unless they were saved for that specific purpose. And what does it become of a content displayed within a media that is exclusively made to display? The mess that we keep out of our physical and intellectual exploitations, and the monumental order that we place right in front of it, and the privatization that we claim out of our nature is yet another wall to the intuitive flow that has to crystallize. And all our enthusiasm can be quickly lost in a society of roles where all it matters is to maintain one's own position. And are we really to work on a matter, or are we to keep on speculating on many different ones? And in our fully automated civilization, is no longer a matter to actually undertake an activity, but only to prove to society that we are undertaking one. And even in our leisure time is dispersed, polishing surfaces and never cultivating anything substantial. And even pioneers regresses back to the concentrated centers of civilization who now legally administrate all of the surfaces. And if inspiration has to come, even the lowest stimulus will arise it, and nothing will be able to stop it but the artificial intervention. And the more powerful is the media, the greater illusion it will generate, and consequently even much greater disillusions. And our mediated immersion leaves us dry of any active willing but hysteria. And once again into nature, looking for our long lost self, until the social responsibility will draw us back. And looking again for the elevation that nature have completely taken back once humans have totally shifted to the scientific truth. And what is most dramatic is a death that isn't signified by any noble accomplishment. And we may get back to the social track and find that there was nothing to lose and everything was to gain when we were lost. And just for the sake of the vanity within our small societies, our output turns far more banal. And there's no point rebelling against contamination, which is anyway inevitable and would only get worse. and the method demanding self-production is the only key to avoid the mediated pacification. And once our spirit feels depraved, we look for a physicality, yet only a discipline would properly master it. And if society breaks strong natures, is there a nature strong enough to break society? The boredom generated by the infrastructure that society has straightened to make everything more practical to all. And do not dig where you don't know unless it isn't curiosity that drives you, but it's your instinct. And those that guarantee the social vanity will be facilitated, and those that doubt it will be soon oppressed. Finding the suitable activity to keep our body and mind active at all circumstances, and favor lightness instead of heaviness, even though a recognition may delay or never come. And we may free ourselves from a responsibility, yet we are to sacrifice with it the guidance of its development. And we may be demoralized by the artificial, but any extensive participation into a natural production generates quasi-infinite results. The vigorness that we reacquire into the natural soil, filled with the overwhelming stimuluses that keep us overreactive. And we shall maintain our tempo to maintain our positive willing and never resent on its decision-making.